1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Antisocial FM number 4. Slightly delayed, as always, but that couldn't be helped. It was supposed to be out last Friday, but it's out this Wednesday. We're not doing too bad, I guess. Right, if you want to contact me, as always, you can reach me at armageddon@hack-net.com, or, ever popular at the moment, you can phone me now. As you remember, in Antisocial FM number 3, I gave out my mobile number for the first time. And this is 0797-033-2378. If you want to contact me, you just give us a ring. Or you can contact me, of course, by email, armageddon@hack-net.com. It's been good to talk to a lot of people, you know. We've had quite a lot of people talking to us. I've been phoned up by about 5 people already in, like, 2 weeks, which isn't bad going, I reckon. So, if you're interested, give us a ring and discuss whatever. Right, and moving on, because we're running out of time. We haven't got long on the show, only 10 minutes. First off, we better just do the HNC news. In case you didn't know, on the 21st of March, HNC closed its doors, and it'll be reopening on the 29th of March. This is to carry out final maintenance, and when it reopens, a host of domains will be reopening with it. As you might already know, the HTTP www.hnc-radio.com is already open, but it should be more active, I believe. Probably with the show actually being run from there on this date. Another domain that's opening with it is HTTP www.hnc.org. This is just going to be a mirror of the HackNet site, hopefully increased bandwidth speed. Right, HTTP www.hackers-uk.com, the long-awaited website, so check that out, it's going to be quite good. And then finally, HTTP homepages.hack-net.com will also be opening. This is where you can get your own 10 megabytes of space to do with as you will. The only rules being that there's no porn allowed and there's no wares allowed. This is being done by an administrator of FTP admin. There's a madman for HNC. So sign up, get your 10 megabytes of free web space, do with as you will. Though we prefer some security related sites for obvious reasons. But if you just want to do a bit of happy hardcore or tell the world about your views and opinions, whatever, just do your own thing with HNC. Right, in case you didn't know, Antisocial Magazine is coming up to being 1 year old. Yes indeed, we are only days away from being 1 year old. We're well looking forward to it, we hope you're looking forward to it as well. It's going to be massive, there's going to be a massive issue for it, Antisocial Magazine issue 12. It's just going to be one of the hugest things to hit this face of the planet. Seriously rocking the underground, I do believe. If you don't trust what we say about it, why not go and get it? It's going to be out on 31st of March or on the 20... It'll be on the 30th of March for subscribers and the 29th for VIPs. This is just the perfect reason for why you want to write an article for us or distribute the magazine. This will get you on the VIP list and you'll get the magazine 2 days before release, allowing that all deadlines can be met. It's well worth it. We've yet to miss a deadline. In the background, a bit of DJ Psy for you. Live at Hardcore Heaven. We haven't played a live tape yet, but thought we would this time. I actually like this mix. It's really quite good. By popular demand as well, many of you might know that I'm actually Happy Hardcore DJ, but by popular demand, the next show is going to be done by me, and of course the mix in the background will also be done by me, and no, I'm not going to be doing the mix while talking. What I'm going to do is going to pre-record it, and if anybody's interested in the tape, I might just put that out. So give us a ring or contact by email if you're interested in that tape next edition, and we'll sort out details about getting the tape to you. Hopefully it'll also be hosted at the E-Type site. You can sign that at our official distributors list on www.antisocial.cgb.net. Other things about E-Type is they'll be soon to be hosting my radio show, which I do on Radioactive. It's going to be hosted on there, so 60-minute show on there. On E-Type side every week, well worth listening to if hardcore is your thing. Nice bit of happy hardcore for you, banging out the best in rave music, playing loads of white labels, and not to be missed. Definitely the best thing to listen to while you're surfing the web. Right. Finally, something we've been talking about, myself and Lockie, and slightly by Neurosplicer, is the banner that Antisocial Magazine uses. Well, we're trying to get rid of it, and we spent about 12 hours online looking for a new sponsor, preferably somebody who actually pay up once in a while. We call on you to try and help us find this banner. We're looking for a legitimate banner, and if you know of one that actually pays up, then feel free to contact us. Do contact us. You'll be helping the magazine go a lot better. Contact either me, armageddon@hacknet.com, or you can contact Lucky for his email address. Just go on the website, or you'll find it in issue 11 or issue 10 of End Social Magazine. Okay, finally, let's move on. What seems to be quite a popular feature is our funniest email of the month. I thought it was quite good. But it's quite popular with you, so this month that we didn't actually think we'd get one. Because only having 2 weeks instead of a normal month that we have wanted to do it in. But with only 2 weeks to get a funniest email, we were wondering whether we were going to get one. And within hours of the show being recorded, one actually finally came in. And it's by Cyborg, somebody who you'll be very familiar with by the end of End Social Magazine issue 12. And he has to say a bit about how he's uploaded all the 11 issues of End Social Magazine on his website. For that, we thank him. But finally, he goes on to this, and this just wrecks his whole email. Also, please send me rules on distributing and deadlines for uploading the latest issues. By the way, you should post the End Social URL to alt.ph.uk. It is a British HP news group, and I say the regular readers there would love it. Cyborg. Now, to me, that's just patronizing. I'm sorry, but, that's just ridiculous, and you just win the award for funniest email of the month. Like I don't know that alt.ph.uk is an underground kind of HP news group. It's just fucking ridiculous. Get it sorted out, Cyborg, get it sorted out. Right then. Let's just, keep the show rolling, because as you know, we don't have very long on this show. We try to keep it jam-packed with only the best. So, moving on to our tips and tricks section. Normally I've been doing some tips and tricks on stuff like hacking and that kind of thing, but this month I want to do it on something to do with Pirate Radio and just sort of discuss that a little bit for some of you who are interested. We were talking about this, put a little bit of discussion out, and saying about getting caught as a pirate radio station. Well, as I've always said, the odds are you won't get caught for at least 6 months, allowing you to understand the general rules. The general rules you'll find in my article on Pirate Radio Station in End Social Magazine issue 12. But if you don't want to get caught, then a good trick here is that the lower power your signal is, the harder it is for the authorities to actually find you. The more powerful the signal, the easier it is to actually pinpoint you. So even if you were driving around in your car, you might actually get pulled over by the police if you were transmitting on a very, very powerful signal sort of taking up three bands of the radio station. So if you were transmitting on, say, 98.2 FM, and you were also being, because of the power of your signal, you were also going out on 97 FM, right up to 100 FM, then they're going to pinpoint you very, very quickly, and because you would have been overtaking probably Radio 1, they're going to also shut you down, and you're probably looking at a hefty fine because it's no small radio station to be overtaking. So, a nice little idea you might want to experiment with is transmitting your show using a very small signal, say 2 watts, that'll give you about a mile radius with a good aerial, and then boosting the signal about a mile from your location in a very remote area with a more powerful transmitter, which is probably say something like 20 watts, and that gets you up to about 8 miles, again with a good aerial, and that might help. The problem here I can think of is that you might get some feedback by the fact that your powerful signal might overtake your weaker signal and thus leaving you with no transmission whatsoever. The way around this, of course, would be to transmit on say 102 FM and then transmit the more powerful signal on 103 FM, and even if you did get caught, the only thing they would find is your more powerful transmitter and nobody else. Again, the small hitch I can think of with this is you won't know when you're off air, because for about a mile you'll actually think you are on air and the other 7 miles won't actually be able to hear you. You'll also be losing about 200 pounds worth of equipment, because they'll seize not only your aerial but your transmitter as well. So it's generally a good idea to come up with your own conclusions, but that's just an idea for you in a little tips and tricks section about a way around getting caught while transmitting a pirate radio station. Well, we're running out of time now, so it leaves me with not much to say other than give us a ring on 0797-033-2378 if you have any comments, suggestions, or hell, even if you want to subscribe to the magazine. I think I can just about cope with that, allowing that you don't, several hundred of you don't start phoning me up for wanting to subscribe. If you want to discuss anything about the underground, pirate radio, hacking, freaking, anything like that, then feel free to give us a ring or contact us via email, armageddon@hack-net.com. The next edition of this show should be out by, hopefully 2 weeks from now, which should be, not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, and every other Wednesday after that. So, oh, also, one final thing. If you have a lot of web space on your site, then why not upload the show? We know that for people who are interested in back issues of this show, we're now uploading Antisocial FM to Packet Storm. You can find us on there under the eZine section. And you'll also be able to download the shows from there. So if you're interested in back issues, we're going to be trying uploading all them to there. Because a lot of people have been asking about getting hold of the shows, the back issues. So, once again, Antisocial Magazine and Antisocial FM, we come through for you. Right, until next every other Wednesday then, a week on Wednesday. I'm Armageddon. And Antisocial Magazine issue 12 will be out on the 31st. 30th if you're a subscriber, 29th if you're a VIP. See you later. Bye.